Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design.
Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to today's podcast. Today I have a really exciting podcast for you. It's three principles, three values that I, no matter how hard I tried to avoid in the beginning, that I've now learned to live by, and they're massive game changers. So I'm going to share those with you today. However, first of all, I want to talk to you about all the incredible, awesome humans that have left reviews on the podcast that I didn't even know were there. We thought we had an issue with our reviews because a couple of people recently have left reviews and we couldn't see them. And it turns out that the way we're subscribed means that we don't have access to all of them. And now we have all of them! Woohoo! So what I wanted to do is I wanted to just quickly give you all a shout out because you've been sitting there for ages and you've been supporting us and you haven't got any gratitude for it. So here goes. We have good old Donald, and Donald is an incredible human who is a part of my Map at 40 scholarship team that went through the program last year, and he's an absolute champion. So thanks so much, Donald, for leaving a beautiful review. I love this. Straightforward, in-depth, honest. Yep, that's me. He always jokes, wow, you just call it as you see it, Emma, and cut through the BS. And yes, I do. That's why everyone gets such great results. Sherry from South Africa, thank you so much. You are just the best. I really appreciate. And I'm massively grateful for you writing a review for us as well. Who's next? We've got M. Abbott from the States. Thank you so much. This was back in December. I'm sorry you haven't had a shout out earlier. 5 stars. You're awesome. Thank you. Heidi from the United States. Love it. Binge worthy. Yeah, baby, it is. Fire in my soul, Heidi put. Thank you so much. Far out. That lights me up. Makes me want to cry a little. Only 2 episodes in and I'm already feel my life clicking into alignment.
Thank you, Mama on the Road. I know I spoke to you. We had a little bit of a, that was back when we had a bit of a session, a free session happening. So, yes, thank you. And who else from the States that we'd miss? Jenna, beautiful Jenna. Thank you, my love. She's now one of my one-on-one clients. How do I say your name? Rajela? I apologize if I've completely mashed your name, but thank you so much. I love what you said, because it says Emma's podcast gives you so much insight into human design while presenting the information in a way that allows you to integrate it into your life. This is massive for me, because this podcast is more than just human design. It's about how we can actually live in alignment and what goes with that. So thank you so much, Rajela. Hopefully I pronounced your name properly. Wow, another name, Groganch. I'm so sorry. I think I really did massacre that name. But thank you so much for I was looking for a podcast that breaks down human design into manageable bite-sized chunks, and Emma's pod does just that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dana, spoke to you yesterday. Thanks, Dana. And that's it. So for all of you, thank you so much. I wanted to make sure you actually heard your names on the podcast, because I'm incredibly grateful for your support. Now, today I want to talk about what I call the three values of transformation. And I remember when I first started my training 3 years ago, and look, if I'm honest, I had a massive awakening of these are things that I definitely try to avoid where possible, where I had the most ego habits, and would always be looking for a way around them. And of course, the moment I realized that what we resist persists, I chose to do something about it and get in alignment with these three values. So let's jump into the podcast for today. Now, the three values of transformation as I see it are responsibility. And when I talk responsibility, it's all about taking 100% responsibility for the results we get in our life. So if you're the sort of person that's always looking for the quick fix or the easy, the golden bullet, well, you're probably not taking responsibility for your results, because you're kind of, I would guess, like I was, ignoring the results you don't like and paying attention to the results you do like and going, yeah, there's going to be a way I can get more of that, when responsibility is staring you in the face, tapping on the desk going, yeah, I'm right here. You just need to take responsibility. So you've heard me talk about this in the past, and responsibility is really, really important, especially so many of my listeners are entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs, coaches, budding coaches, as well as, you know, civilians that aren't in entrepreneurial pursuits. But if you are in any shape or form, but more specifically if you're entrepreneurial or coaching, you really, really, really got to get into this responsibility and taking absolute responsibility for your results. How do you do it? Well, number one, you've got to understand that the results you get in your life are a direct reflection of who you are being, the choices you are making, the beliefs that you have. So if you don't have what you want in your life, then you have to get honest with yourself. Start breaking down those belief systems. Identify what you don't want, because that's probably the story that you're telling everybody. You're probably telling everyone around you what's not working, what's so hard, that there's no money coming in. And if you choose to constantly tell these stories, then that's you being at effect. And responsibility is all about you being at cause. So it's about starting to ask yourself better questions. So if you don't have the results you want, you want to start asking questions or shifting from why is this happening to me into how can I get the result I want? Who do I need to be, and what do I need to do to smash my targets this month? Who do I need to be, and what do I need to do to transition into my new career, or to train as a coach, or
to level up with the clients I already have. So understanding that the results that you're getting are in your court, in nobody else's. It's not that the strategy that you've used or the course that you followed or the coach that you're working with isn't good enough. It's that you need to take responsibility for the results that you're getting and then start tweaking your mindset to start with. As said, beliefs. Have a look at your recurring patterns. They will need healing. Check out your the way your alignment is with your human design. Are you trying to be in control in your open centers? Or are you being responsible and playing in your definition? So mastering what you're there to master and getting out of trying to control what you cannot control. So the first thing you want to do is really identify what you don't want. Then you want to identify what you do want. Then you address your beliefs. You address your focus, because remember, where your focus goes, energy flows. So are you focusing on through your, you know, physical seeing, hearing, knowing, feeling, or the stories that you're telling, are you focusing on the right thing? Because once you start taking responsibility for these results and taking the actions, because you know we have to take the actions. We can't just sit there and expect it all to fall in our lap. And it's a real, this for me is something that's incredibly powerful because it's a balance, okay? We have to allow the things that we're creating to come to us. But we can't do that by sitting on our butt and not taking responsibility for the results we already have. I trust that makes sense. Now, value number two is commitment. And this is something that, oh my goodness, I try to avoid forever. And I think the truth is when I actually reflected on my blocks and the unconscious beliefs that I had, it wasn't that I was a person that hated to commit to things because I had commitment everywhere. I mean, I did an elite sport for decades and I turned up every day to train, you know, went to every competition, did all the things that I needed to do to get where I wanted to go. However, I still had this unconscious belief that that I was a quitter. And that belief came from school. Again, goes back to the dyslexia, I'm not smart enough. So I would not commit and I would let myself down. I would never say out loud that that's what I wanted. And if I did, I would then tell myself stories of, oh, look, I'm not smart enough, I can't learn that way. That would get me out of that commitment. Now, what I've learned now, and whether that's working through the clients I've had, and I want to say as well, this goes back to the patterns. One of the patterns that I found that was going on in me was this process of I would get 2/3 into my commitment. I love this awareness that's just dropped in because it's so the hero's journey. I would get 2/3 into my commitment and I would go, oh, no, I've got it wrong. Oh, I'm not doing it well enough. Oh, I can't do this. I've made a mistake. And ego would jump in at that point and I would believe it. Now, today, I know that that happens. I know when I hit an upper limit that what my ego says is, oh, you can't do this. Oh my God, you've got to get out. And I used to find even with, when I was younger that I obviously naturally I'm one of those people that people lean on, they want to talk to, they look to for guidance. And I would have people like, I remember this one young girl that was really daughter of a friend of mine going through a hard time and I was really there for her. And she was going through some really, really hard stuff as a teenager. And I remember having this freak out one day, not with her, but on my own going, oh my God, I can't be that for her. Oh, what if I let her down? What if I get it wrong? And this is what commitment is all about, because in that moment, I was like, well, I can't let her down. So I'm just going to have to do the imperfect, messy, do my best as I possibly can. I just have to commit to completion. And this brings me to this beautiful principle, is commitment to completion. If you make a promise, or if you set yourself a goal, then you have to complete it. And this, again, is something as in my human design that I've really had to find the balance. Because as a manifesting generator, I'm very in the now. So it's hard for me. Hard's not the word. It can be challenging for me, and sometimes out of alignment for me, to make future plans. So when I'm talking about commitment to completion, one of the things that I like to do is stay quite flexible within that. So what does commitment to completion look like? So one of the things, let's use the business. I right now have a commitment to completion in place for a 6-month commitment. That is being the person that most people can't be. You know, I'm sure if you've got a mentor, you've heard this before, and if you haven't, then consider me your mentor, that the people who really succeed and create a legacy and change the world, these are the people who are willing to do what others are not willing to do. And right now, for me, that's my commitment. I'm committed to being the person that will do the things that others aren't willing to do. And that means turning up every day. My growth is off the charts. Our business is off the charts. Everything's going on right now, and we're so far out of our comfort zone. My commitment is turning up, even when I'm like, oh my God, that is not to my standard. Or I've held on to an expectation and it hasn't happened. And of course, as you know, expectations are so futile. Again, Oprah Winfrey always talks about how you put your intention out there, you align yourself to it, and if it's meant for you, it's divinely meant for you, then you will receive that. But if you don't, you don't. So it's really important not to have those expectations, because they can let you down. So the point for me, getting back to commitment, is that commitment is all about staying true to completion. Who do you need to be to complete? That gives you flexibility in whatever energy type you are, to have the sensory acuity to go, okay, what's working, what's not working, so that you can shift, change, and morph to become that person you want to become, to be that person you're committed to being. Okay, value number 3 is integrity. Oh, wow, integrity. This is a value that I have danced with for so much of my life. Again, I had deleted all the evidence of where I was in integrity, and was constantly punishing myself for breaking the promises that I had made for myself. Again, and others. Typical manifesting generator who is not honoring boundaries or alignment, what feels good for me. So I was out of integrity with myself, and then I was out of integrity with everybody else out there. What does integrity mean? So integrity is all about staying true to what you say you'll do and keeping your promises. Now, with my high achieving clients, my corporate one-on-ones as well, they are in integrity externally. So if they make promises, then they deliver in an office environment. However, their personal integrity and integrity outside of the office, well, that leaves a lot to be improved upon, because they have been taught that it's more important to keep promises, to be in integrity with others. You know, as kids, we're sort of taught that others are more important than ourselves. And
there is a real paradigm going on and a shift going on. And I really see this so much in the marketing at the moment. People talk a lot about serving others. And, you know, the real gift is when you serve others. And, you know, everything changed for me when I prioritized other people's journeys first. Yes, awesome, brilliant. However, in your human design, you're going to be one of two types. One has this transpersonal way of being, which means that your journey is very much about others. You need others. And you need others to evolve. You need others to live your purpose, your incarnation cross. Then there's the other group of people who are not that way. So if you look at your profile and you've got two numbers, and if you've got the small number first, then, and I remember reading this on my body graph when I first got it, they say it's like you're self-obsessed. And it's not about being self-obsessed from an ego point of view. It's that your journey is about you. You have to learn your lessons and then share them with the world, which is very much me. And I've wrestled with this. Like, I see these people, like one of my absolute idols is Mother Teresa. And I looked at her from the outside and I was like, wow, she's amazing. She prioritizes everybody else first. Now that I know her human design, I know that she in fact must have prioritized her journey first. She must have prioritized who she needed to become first and then share that with the world, because she was one of these people in her profile. She had the small number, the smaller number first. Now, if you have the bigger number first, that means that your purpose is going to be, and your promises, yes, you will be in integrity with others. That is a priority. It is about other people that's going to make you feel the most fulfillment, that's going to get you aligned to your purpose and why you're on the planet. So back to integrity. It's all about keeping promises, standing by what you say you will do, both externally and internally. For those of you that have the small number first, I don't know if it's more important, but I'm going to say you really need to keep the promises to yourself. It's about your journey first. So I know for me, whenever I get off track, it's because I'm trying too hard to please you guys, to show you, to teach you guys, to share you guys, you peeps. I really need to work on that. I'm getting better. And it's because I'm trying too hard to be what others need me to be instead of being who I need me to be and sharing my journey. I hope that really you can see that distinction, because it's really important. Now, Justin, for example, he has the larger number first. And we were just having a conversation before the podcast, and ever since Justin's come into the business, there's been a real shift. And we've talked over the years that there's some sort of dynamic between our energy. And I have worked for many, many years feeling like there's some sort of handbrake with my energy. And as you've heard me talk about in the past, I'm like, I was always waiting for him to sort out his career. I was making sure the kids didn't need me so much. And there was always someone else in my life that I was waiting for. And we were having this conversation before the podcast that there's been a massive shift in our business. And one of the primary reasons is because Justin's here and he and his energy is engaged in here. And it's like, because of his energy, big number first, transpersonal, it's about other people, about fulfilling through other people, that all of a sudden the business is growing. Things are really happening. So there is this real difference. So the promises and where Justin has his integrity is shifted is really keeping his promises to the business, to me. Like, he's like this incredible support system to me. And being able to be in integrity, so being
keeping my promises to myself, his promises to himself, but making sure that we understand how our energies work in integrity together has been an absolute game changer. Wouldn't you agree?
Totally agree. Massive shift in how we keep that integrity. Mm. But not only that, the first two points as well, you know, in terms of just taking that responsibility and owning my role in the business and my responsibilities within that and keeping that commitment, you know, flowing into the second one. So it's all three absolutely have been transformational in my own journey and the business, I feel.
Mm. Yeah. And I think a big part of both of us, the great thing of this journey of doing it together is that, you know, we've evolved. Ooh, we've evolved, haven't we, baby?
Totally.
Yeah, we're certainly not there yet, people, but my goodness, we've done the hard yards. And what's really cool about that is that now we are staying in alignment with responsibility. Like when we look at the results we're getting, we don't make the excuses anymore. The results are the results, right, babe?
100%. The results are results, and we own the outcomes of what they've been, whether it's a system failure or whatever. That's our, it's on us, regardless of what outside parties have taken place. It doesn't matter. It's just, it's on us to look at that. How do we handle it? What do we do to then take us forward and grow the business further without, and ourselves, without putting the finger at someone else.
Yeah, which has been, again, it's been great for us. It's been a real, you know, a powerful tool, you know.
Yeah, because it's so easy to say to, you know, the example, I think you mentioned earlier about the webinar not working yesterday and we had a massive fail on the technical side. Ultimately, that's on us. You know, the it doesn't matter that the links wouldn't work and that it didn't send out correctly, albeit because of a software platform. If still, the responsibility is still on us to have tested that and worked out another solution before that went to air. But we didn't, and so that's on us. Mm-hmm. And we have to own that and then find a way to continue to work and work around that.
Yeah. And what I love about that, it does lead directly into this commitment that we've made. Like we've got, I mean, we always want to have this commitment to being the people who will go the extra mile, that will do what others aren't prepared to do. But it flows right into this 6 month, like we've got this commitment in place to absolutely heads down, bums up. Like we've spoken to the kids, holidays are not going to be overly exciting. Like we've spent a month in the sun and I don't have a tan anywhere near what I would normally have. I haven't surfed as much as I've wanted to surf because we've made this 6 month commitment to absolutely lean as hard into the business. And I think that that is, and that leads so perfectly into this integrity, you know, like the promises that we've made to each other, the promises that we've made to the kids, you know, like we've got a massive goal that we're going to share soon enough about what happens after that 6 months, but we're not yet, not that, I just got the look, don't you dare tell, you're such a secret teller. And that really leans into that integrity, you know. We know who we are becoming. We have massive goals, but even more than that, it really is and always has been for us, it's about the people that we're becoming. For me, I've always known it's about the inner game. Not always, I shouldn't say that. The last 18 months, it's always been about the inner game. And even setting external goals isn't the, you know, it's just not massive for me anymore because the ultimate goal for me is to be able to be me, back me and love me and flow with that. So it really is about being in alignment and integrity with what it is that we've put in place. It's about taking responsibility for the results we're getting, learning the lessons, not blaming, not losing our stuff, just continue to show up layer upon layer, do better next time and just keep going. So if you are in a place in your life that you want to transform, then these three values are going to be absolute priorities for you. Trust me, I've tried to get around them. There's no getting around them. There's only through. So start taking 100% responsibility. Be the adult. Be at cause. The universe and life, it's not happening to you. It's happening for you. So start seeing it that way. Commitment is all about really sticking to who you want to become. Show the universe that you're committed, that whatever gets thrown at you, you've got this. And not to mention, that will amp up your confidence above all. And integrity. You start to keep the promises. You honor the promises that you give to others and to give to yourself. It's a game changer. Life will absolutely change. Part of that other thing that I didn't touch on, and I'm going too quickly now, is it's also learning to say no. Integrity, that's one thing for me I've learned as well. It's learning to say no. It's learning not to spend time doing the things that aren't going to get you to where you want to go. Stop doing the things that aren't supporting your new identity. So it's just as much about saying no as it is about keeping your promises. Only promise the things that are going to support your new identity. Only promise the things that you want to fill that aura up from a human design point of view. If you're a manifesting generator or a generator, just because you can doesn't mean you should say yes. Okay. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for joining. If you have any questions, please reach out. Otherwise, I will, I look forward to joining you on the next podcast. And remember to be you, back you, and love you. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.